Good morning. This is Agashwani Gohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. GOC Spear Corps Lieutenant General H.S. Sahi had an insightful interaction with Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio. The meeting was held at the Chief Minister's office in Kohima yesterday. According to an army press release, during the meeting, both leaders discussed various issues of mutual interest with a primary focus on enhancing security, fostering peace, and promoting development in the region. The GOC emphasized the commitment of the Indian Army to ensuring the safety and security of Nagaland and its people. He expressed his appreciation for the continued support of the Nagaland government in facilitating the operations and initiatives of the Indian Army. He also highlighted the importance of a collaborative approach in addressing the unique challenges faced by the region. It said that Chief Minister Rio acknowledged the pivotal role of the Indian Army in maintaining peace and security in Nagaland. Lieutenant General Sahi also visited headquarters, Inspector General Assam Rifles North, and reviewed their operational preparedness. He commended all ranks for their commitment, professionalism, and high morale. He exhorted all ranks to strive for excellence in all future endeavors. The Rajya Sabha took up discussion on a private member resolution moved by DMK member M. Mohammed Abdullah, urging the government to repeal National Eligibility and Entrance Test, NEET, and National Testing Agency, NTA, and revert to medical admissions based on the criteria of state governments. Intervening in the discussion, Leader of the House and Union Health Minister, Jagat Prakash Nadda, said that the NEET provides a robust and very systematic system for admissions in various disciplines of medical education. He appealed the members not to undermine the system, as NEET is a very good medium through which students from villages and remote areas can get admissions in NPPS and BDS. Earlier, DMK member M. Mohammed Abdullah alleged that the NEET examination is directly against the principle of social justice. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the two-day conference of governors at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. Presiding over the conference, for the first time, Murmu asked the governors to suggest ways for inclusive development of people of scheduled and tribal areas. Governors of all states are attending the conference. In a social media post, Modi said, "The Conference of Governors is an important forum in which they discuss how governors can foster development and serve the society." The agenda of the conference includes the implementation of three criminal laws, reforms in higher education and accreditation of universities, and the development of focus areas development like tribal areas, aspirational districts and blocks, and border areas. Deputy Speaker of Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Doiho Yepto, yesterday graced the Tsengremung Festival of the Ao community at Longsa Village, Mukukchung District. The celebration was organized by Longsa Village Council under the patronage of the Tourism Department, Nagaland. Addressing the festive gathering at Salang Lenten, Longsa, Yepto said, "Festival is a time to evoke the blessing of the Creator, and it is also a time of brotherhood among communities for peace and prosperity." He also maintained that the tribalism mindset is the root cause of all the problems in the Naga society, and urged all to fight against this disease that infects the society. Minister for Rural Development and SIRT, Mitsubo Jamir, delivering a short speech, called upon all not to forget the love and blessings that we get from each other. Cultural display, including farmer's song, cockfight, traditional sport, cultural dance, and folk song, marked the occasion. And in sports, Mukukchung District emerged as the overall champion of the Li Ning 46th Inter-District and State Badminton Championship, hosted by Nagaland Police and sponsored by Li Ning. The championship concluded yesterday at K. Kire Badminton Stadium Police Complex, Jammu Kirima. Gracing the valedictory session, DGB Nagaland, Rupin Sharma, said, "Nagaland has a burgeoning number of sportspersons across all disciplines and games." In this, he stressed for the need to improve the facilities of the state, including the construction of more multipurpose stadiums. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.